Jerry Bader Show, 925. In the next half hour, I'm going to get into what is one of the most pandering moments by a politician yesterday. President Obama and the student loan executive order and the push now to get Congress to act. There are a couple of things. I've got to spend some time on that. I am going to revisit what is now the complete mess concerning gay marriage in Wisconsin. And after 10 o'clock, a great what is right and what is wrong topic. I don't know if I say the word non-compete or no-compete. Jason says, I understand what that is. Yes, we in radio, most markets, where they are allowed, they're not allowed in some states, we have to sign them. Do you realize that just about every type of business now is making their employees sign non-competes? We're going to get into that after 10 o'clock. Should government ban it? Should government ban it? Very interesting question. We'll get into all of that in the 2 minutes or so that I have here, about 2.5 minutes. I have not posted this on the Bader blog, but I'm guessing there's a pretty good chance that you've seen it. I do need to post this, though. Jason saw it. I can't believe the buzz this is getting online. The Aaron Rodgers, Olivia Munn kiss. They have been a rumored item for some time. It appears now it's true. They were caught smooching. It's a really awkward kiss. It is. Jason thinks I'm making too much of this. He's got his hands up against his chest. Like, what do you call that? Interlock? Not like praying, but almost. Except flat. And he's giving her this weird smooch. It looks awkward. Jason's reaction was, off a football field, he looks kind of awkward. I hadn't thought about it, and I don't want to. I'm not throwing stones at Aaron. He never looks comfortable. I don't know what the event is that they were at when they're on stage. He looks awkward. He's not a comfortable. He doesn't look comfortable in public settings. You know what? He gives the appearance of a guy who's really shy, and realizes that being in the public comes with the job. But he doesn't like it. What's weird, though, is I think he's a pretty good actor. I think his commercials are funny. I think he does a pretty effective job on those. But you know what? Some of the very best actors don't do well without a script. Sean Penn would be your greatest example there. Dustin Hoffman looks uncomfortable. De Niro, and by the way, I'm not putting him as an actor in the league with those guys. I didn't mean to imply that. But my first thought was, well, what, the guy can't just kiss a girl and they don't make, without them making a big deal out of it? He does look, it looks awkward. That's all I'm saying. It looks a little bit awkward. All right, at the risk of alienating those who don't like it when I talk about TV shows, I'm going to take just 30 seconds to talk about TV shows. 24 was mind-blowing last night. If you're a 24 fan of the original series and you haven't gotten into this one, I suggest you get into it. I watched Episode 1, Season 2 of Orange is the New Black on my iPad. Oh, that is just, it is so heavy. It's too heavy to even binge watch. It just is. Powerful, though. Very powerful. So if you haven't gotten into that, I don't know. It's pretty heavy. 24 was mind-blowing last night. All right, we'll get into all the stuff I just said we're going to get into. In 5 minutes or so, it's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.